In May 2020, about 1 in 4 Canadians told us that Justin Trudeau had performed better than expected and had accomplished much during the first 5.5 years of his tenure as Prime Minister. Almost 4 years and one federal election later, the public is not as kind. This month, 55% of Canadians, up 15 points, think Trudeau has accomplished little as Prime Minister, and 50%, up 25 points, say his performance has been worse than expected. Many are dissatisfied with the way specific federal competencies have been managed. At least 3 in 5 say the Canadian economy, 67%, up 19 points, taxation, 61%, up 28 points, and healthcare, 60%, up 31 points, are worse now than before Trudeau took office. Almost half also think national unity, 49%, up 19 points, public safety, 48%, up 25 points, and Canada's reputation in the world, 46%, up 24 points, have decayed since 2015. A look at specific demographic groups shows how difficult the climb will be for the governing party as the next federal election draws near. Despite these findings, the official opposition hasn't gained much ground in the polls since November. The Conservative Party is ahead with 38%, unchanged, among decided voters, followed by the Liberal Party with 26%, up 2 points, the New Democratic Party with 20%, down 1 point, the Bloc Québécois with 10%, up 1 point, the Green Party with 3%, down 1 point, and the People's Party with 1%, down 1 point. The Liberals trail the Conservatives in Ontario by 10 points, 30% versus 40%, and are behind the Bloc in Quebec by 6 points, 28% versus 34%. The Liberals sit at 16% in British Columbia, barely ahead of the 13% the party received in the 2011 election. There is no movement on approval ratings. Trudeau remains at 39%, below the numbers posted again by NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, 48%, and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, 47%. When asked who would make the best prime minister, almost a third of Canadians pick Poilievre, 32%, unchanged, followed by Trudeau, 26%, up 3 points, and Singh, 17%, down 1 point. The recent PharmaCare announcement did not particularly enthuse Canadians. Just over 2 in 5, 43%, up 1 point, are satisfied with what the Liberals and the NDP have accomplished since their March 2022 agreement. Poilievre is also now seen as a competent economic manager by almost half of Canadians, 49%, up 2 points. Trudeau trails on this indicator at 38%, up 1 point. Housing, homelessness and poverty remains the most important issue across the country, 27%, down 2 points. The economy and jobs is next at 24%, up 3 points, followed by healthcare, 15%, down 4 points, the environment, 8%, up 2 points, and immigration, also 8%, up 2 points. These results show that many Canadians have grown dissatisfied with the performance of Trudeau over the past 4 years. The Liberals are currently losing 20% of their 2021 voters to the Conservatives. The governing party can still steer policy and establish an emotional connection with voters on key issues, but if the proportion of Liberal defectors to the Conservatives gets closer to 30% before year-end, it would signify a wider acceptance of the official opposition as a government in waiting. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online survey conducted from April 8 to 10 among 1,001 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.